There is no society, as we know, in at least half of the District of Columbia. No family society.
How do they work? How do they have to work?
Well, it's a lot of informal families, in the sense that a kid lives with a man and a woman, or lives with a woman. They may or may not, one of them may or may not be his parents, but they almost always have some connection with his parents. Either it's an aunt, or an uncle, or a grandmother, or it is the man with whom his mother was living before his mother left, and now he's living with a different woman, so it's sort of step-parent kind of thing. So it's a very mixed up deal, and by the time these little girls get to be 14 to 16, most of them are impregnated.
Because their mothers were, they don't know any different.
Well, and that's what goes on around the place.
Some man comes in screwing his mother, or I watch him screw her.
Well, it's just the way things are going out there. And there is not any family structure as such. And of course, that's the whole thrust of the Moynihan Report, it's the blacks to people.
Well, the Moynihan Report, ahead of its time, but it's so right.
Sure.
Moynihan did cut through the heart of it, didn't he?
Yeah. You know, on this obfuscating the issue business, putting that equal educational opportunity proposal in there has had a very interesting result. Because NBC now is running a three-part series to prove that it doesn't work, and it's no good. At the same time, Perkins is calling for twice as much money. So that what it's done is to split the opposition into two absolutely opposite arguments.
Folks say it doesn't work, one says because it can't, and this because it doesn't have those.
Exactly.
What about the argument that what we're doing is standing for separate but equal?
Sure we are. I would deny that for a minute.
No, we're not.
Not for separate.
Well, I do. If I'm asked, does the president stand for separate but equal?
Oh, no, wait a minute.
I would duck the question and go back and say, let's look at what this is all about. It's about transportation. And the president here is asking for a moratorium on and diminution of transportation. He is not asking for any reduction of desegregation. He's not asking for any reduction of the effort to eliminate the dual school system. All we're talking about here is one remedy, transportation. Let's not obfuscate this by a lot of slogans. Now the reason I do that is that if you flatly say, I am not for separate but equal, you're going to lose a lot of support in the South, because fellows are going around nudging each other and winking and saying, hey, this is separate but equal. And that's good. And I don't think you want to make a flat denial of that. So I back off of it and attack it from a different angle.
In other words, it's about one remedy for desegregation.
Which is the visit,
which does
not contribute to education, which has very little to be said for it and a great deal to be said against it. It doesn't change our goals, doesn't change our principles, doesn't change our standards. It simply says that busing isn't the way to get to those goals.
So they come up and say, there's no other way.
Ah, see, that's the bankruptcy of a liberal position. To say that the only possible way to do this is by busing. That's the easy way out, is to haul little kids an hour across town. Instead of doing all the other things that our statute points out as more preferable remedies to arrive at the same goals. And all you have to
arrive at desegregation and better education.
Certainly. And all you have to do is look at the statute. They're all spelled out right there. Anybody who tells you that we can't achieve those goals in this country except by busing little kids hasn't really thought about the problem.
What about the argument that the Supreme Court has directed that busing be used as a remedy?
Ah, well, that's what this issue is all about. They've said in the Swan case, it is one of a number of tools that might be used. Nowhere do you find the Supreme Court saying it must be used in every case or any particular kinds of cases. And here we're saying to the Congress, is that public policy for this country? That's the question before the Congress. Should that be?
It does not say, if the Supreme Court says it's one of a number of remedies.
Right.
It doesn't say it.
It must be.
Must be used.
Now, we say, all right, let's leave it in our arsenal of remedies, but let's put it at the bottom of the list. Because of its destructive, divisive, counterproductive aspects. And only if there is, in fact, in a given case, no other possible remedy, should we turn to this one, which has proved so difficult for the majority of American people. We still say, okay, bus, when you can't do anything else.
Yeah.
Not very loud, but not too loud. And not for grade school.
Yeah. Bus. And as far as the business about busing for racial balance is concerned, you can say, well,
I have an answer for you.
Well, you can say, well, Mr. Martin covered that.
You can say Mr. Martin covered the press conference, but since then, I had the Department of HEW run out of their computers all of the cases in which that's been the result. And gentlemen, my notes show me, the HEW report shows me there have been 176 or whatever the number is. And I'll have that for you on Saturday.
Where the courts actually did.
Got to that result, racial balance.
Got to that result.
Yeah, that's what they did.
Yeah, but they never said it.
Well, see, they're very cute about it. Because they keep...
Incidentally, didn't Berger in his memorandum first, did he say, didn't he tackle racial balance? Racial
yes.
Balance is not required.
Yes.
Did he not also tackle busing?
Not in that memorandum. Now that's coming over to you. I signed it off this morning, and I have a little quote right on the cover. It's all you need to read. And it goes to the question of racial balance. He sends his opinion on another case around all the district judges. Says any district court that thinks they have to achieve racial balance misreads our opinion in the Swan case.
I guess for 176.
Well, yeah. That's my imaginary number. I don't know.
Oh, no, maybe they're five. That's why I believe.
Martin read five off the other day.
My point is that I just don't have to be sure this
right.
Well, are there any cases? You know, I don't have half a dozen.
And if you would have more.
Of course, it does. I think, though, that the lips, if there are any honest lips, must be going through the tortures of hell and trying to figure out what they are for.
Yes.
Are they for?
I think they must be.
How the hell can they be for?
They're all over the place. You know, they're all fragmented. They're all scattered. And for everyone that says it's the only way to get it, you've got one like Chief who comes forward and says, you're right.
Okay, John.
And interesting news. The Wage Board meeting broke up early today. The three labor members issued the following statement, which had been prepared even before the board session last night began. We have tonight withdrawn from the board in protest against an attempt to do great injustice to all Americans who work for wages and salaries. As their representatives, we cannot give our approval or be a party to the unfair and unworkable formula adapted by the industry and public members of this board. Cyrus Chang, chairman of the board, said, I regret very much the labor members retiring because I'm firmly convinced the tripartite system is the only sound democratic way to do this job. Clark Kerr, also a public member, made this comment. We're fully convinced it's very equitable policy. February
16,
1951.
I mean, he didn't have to have a speech.
10% rise formula, labor group quits.
Ah. Yeah, it's. Let me tell you, John, don't let everybody get their bowels or an uproar about the busing or the wage board.
No.
These things come, these go, and they're
or IT&T, or
they're going to continue. It'll be case after case, but you got to fight every battle.
Everyone's got to be
fought well. Okay.
This is Sapphire's short spot and the longer statement. Any words with a 60-word cut?
see they could do you. And dropping, I made a plan to fight inflation, so everybody's job, like, well, George, then you walk up and get off.
I don't think so at all. I think that's good.
Just say it. Not off the job. One time where Sapphire is pretty good.
I think it is. And we went round and round on this with economy jobs group and all that. Economy, he had, George, Bill had quite a few more. He had a much longer statement.
That's true, yeah.
And he had more. He kicked me around some more. He kicked him around for a whole page before he got into it. That's really good. He has some pretty good stuff, but this is what they want about is the kicking him around. That's sure sets up the picture though. Well, it gives you a card name. The executive committee is going to meet till 3 o'clock today, and the assumption is that he's waiting to see what you do. This morning, they probably. Recognize it. There's at least a possibility of me made the wrong move.
I think me made the wrong move. Today, we go forward then with the Marshall Grant.
Yeah.
Let me make one comment with regard to the green thing. Different song, members, and age concern. I don't know if there's any interest, but. Sure, it's true to you that thereby missing an opportunity. Or Green to go out and say that the Asian nation supports the China trip. Henry is zero in only on whether it's going to hold up to be about Taiwan.
Right? Well, I get that.
You did point it
strongly, and Hague's answer to it is you'll have that opportunity for us to make as much or more than there as well.
Step up their attacks now. Congress is very busy with that legislation. I had a program to prevent it before they arrested. We have somebody get up each day. We've been in sessions on many days. We've done that. Get a report from them. Get out on that cooking abroad thing. Get it to my total question. They must not let them get away with this idea of ambassadors. And a guy that takes the hostage for the fraud. Congressman Sander, that's where I want to see something. That idea, huh?
I think that's.
Can we get a list state from anybody? Oh, well, I guess you can. God damn it, they've got lots of horrible cases. Of course, some of them call some of our friends, people like John Jackson and others, and that's unbelievable. I am going to give one dinner, and I am at a retirement dinner. You see, Commerce retiring, if you were aware of that, but Bill Commerce.
Yeah.
And Smith is retiring, hopefully, you know. Al Smith is. And Johnny Burke is retiring, you know, that's one fine. I don't want to do it for all those that are retired, but have a greater check to see who are the top. John Cooper would be one, instead of any senator. Of course, the presidential candidate. Any guy who can give a damn who would use the round tables for the senators, Congress, and retiring on this instance. Talk to McGregor. I want no White House or cabinet people present except for McGregor, but you know that this would be a committee for them. Second point. I think that it would be before, I don't think any day before the Russian president. Third issue that should step 30, the question is whether
Stag
or their wife with Stag. But do get prices from the people, it's true.
That may be a problem, maybe better to have fewer.
Well, okay.
What do you do? How do you decide who you have, whether it's retirees?
Retirees, you just decide, you pick better brands. If you don't got enough others, you know, you can't pick them all. And, senior people, you can go across the board for long. You see, the moment you take the leadership, which you have to do, you have no problem on whether you did or did not include, people down the line. But there you pick a few brands, whether they're one of our brands. The real question is why? In terms of the men, it means a hell of a lot to have their wives there. Talking about 50, it's a question, what do you want to have 50 or 100?
I'd have the wives, because I think it's easier to have less people than the men.
Yeah, and it means one hell of a lot to the wives.
It doesn't mean anything to the other guests to be there, particularly if it's set out to retirees.
And they'll know.
A lot to retirees.
And they'll know, the others will all, well, now let's stop and think, though, it's a way to get a lot of congressmen in there. In a warm way, in the White House, you know. I was using a round table, you can put 120 people to. That's searching.
So that's a part of it.
Fine, give the task one very long. But I had John Schumann Cooper right now.
And,
as I said, I do want to include, one thing I do want to include, I want to include all the charter marching people. That's a nice way to handle them. Not the previous ones, you know, the ones that are currently in the Congress. Well, include them. It's a better way to just shoot for the, forget the wives. Doesn't make sense to shoot for a greater number of congressmen, what do you think?
Well, you gain more.
Staying, that matter. And, you know, you reach some guys that feel pretty good. Have a little bit leaning, a little bit tilted to the Republican side. And you can tilt it through the fact that they're more Republicans than Democrats that are leaving the city. One on, not just that we're named as Mrs. Berman to be there, and Mrs. Cooper to be there. You agree?
Sure, you
can listen. You see, it's a point we were just talking about how much it means to people to attend the dinner. I know John Wick's the other day, he kind of likes to do things. But,
I listen, what you're doing just for the people that are there.
And sidebar, you might call him and say, get in.
I think we ought to sing, meaning that many object to the fact that the board did not approve a 20% wage increase for the long term. Millions of Americans have to have 100 days strike put up there. Millions of Americans are limited to 5% wage increase. That's a lot of money for it, and the funds there are wrong. See, what do you think about splitting that in there? Now, he doesn't, it's just, he does object, well, he objects to the fact that, wanted to see if he could get a brief paragraph to send down to me on that point.
Sapphire, please. Spoken one here.
Oh, yeah, yes.
You have the spoken one?
Yeah, yes. I'll cut something out of the letter.
Sort of.
Oh, sure.
President asked if you could put a paragraph thing in the, put one under the spoken statement, the TV statement, making a point that, singing meaning on the point that he objects to the fact that the board wouldn't approve a 20% increase for the long term. and while millions of them are limited to 5% to allow 20% to one specific to law. On the point that he was, you know, he walked out because of one special interest group did get an exorbitant pay rate. How he says he cuts on the house now. Says, I mean, there's a little more room in the thing. I said, no, he's gonna cut something else out, but they always jump it that way.
Well, they cut it, I can't blame them, you know.
You can't blame them, cut them, get, if they don't cut it, then the network will.
If you're right about it, start to get a couple of writers. That's what we all gotta sit down and do on. Well, getting back to this business, maybe I am wrong.
Well, I don't think so.
But you would,
John can't hold it up, that, his line about that, he was avidly read around the country.
Oh, yes.
Well, it's true.
Read the social.
Well, no, just.
But it doesn't help the president.
Dear Abby's read all over the country too, but it doesn't do, if she doesn't say what we want said, if they don't write about the things we want written about, then what the hell difference is?
Eddie Neal writes about Martha Mitchell did this.
That's right.
And there was gossip of the effect of this and that. The White House is having less, and it was more interesting than others. And not just so for sure, she writes politics too. But the point is
that the politics she writes is that you know, there was a strange combination of the dinner.
Right.
And so-and-so right. And somebody else. And,
yeah, and that's right.
It was interesting to see him talking.
You were so right. The toast business of sunk without a trace. Not only what, if you say what I say, which may not be so memorable, but whenever they say anything good about me, which never they say. The goddamn as much as you ever saw.
That's right.
And we have tried to get it out.
Sure we have. And we've tried it by moving the news out of the West Wing news guys in. Well, they just bored to death. They care about people degrading themselves by wandering around with their notepads. And that's what the reporters do. They run around with their notepads and try to get somebody to say, hey, you know, that it was a terrible thing at IGNT.
Yeah.
Trying to buy off the parts of it.
That's right. They want harder numbers.
Aren't something, they aren't viewed by the reporters and or by the people as being something worthy of notice.
Except for one in China.
Well, yeah.
That's right. Why they got
that. Was because it was on live television.
My point is though that people saw there how enormous it was.
Great attention to that.
Right.
Okay. It's interesting, just to get all of, I got the rating breakdown on China on TV, and it's fascinating. Now, Joe's Coast was seen live by only just slightly over 3 million households, which would be about 5 million people. Your toast in response, just because it was a few minutes later, was seen by nearly 7 million. So, more than twice as many. It's purely a function of what time you were on, nothing else. His came first and yours came later. At that first time, and yours got an infinitely bigger audience because it hit after 8 o'clock on the morning show.
Yeah.
His hit before 8 o'clock.
I raised this point about the comment of Schultz, and John was here, and I don't know, of course, he was, what is that, problem? But you've got to watch George just for a long time, too. Call other White House, call other cabinet officers over to White House, and I'll come meet me in my office. They got that, like John Collins, concerned. People here, I don't care who it is, you get off there, ask them all over that period, pardon? Correct?
In fairness, George may have done it, but he has to do, come over, and John may have said, oh, come over there, because they do that.
George didn't intend anything in fairness, but I just, you know, there's a none. On Skelly, could I suggest that you have a greater schedule Skelly for several of the Republican congressional groups? Second point is that maybe Skelly could do the, if he has not done it, he could do the sub-cabinet sometime. Sub-cabinet, if he agreed for all the sub-cabinet, then why put down Skelly more about that? Get the sub-cabinet wise, he doesn't understand that, so it's going to fall in there. Just say we're having him just give it to him, The third thing is, Mike tells Skelly, he's a person who made a very good call, and if the talking points that you use in this call, or maybe you have somebody take it, paper what you have, that they could be gotten together and gotten to Congress and senators before they go on to recess. This is already all done. What I'm getting at, Bob, is that I think we may orders, but we like with all our people, we may not just put the words in the mouth of that. Skelly, could say, this is John, you know, did they even quote Skelly? I just think he's been all my life, I've never been so proud. Been a great event for what it's on.
Yes, I'm good.
Okay. You give, you think it's a good idea, John?
See, we have something, I don't think we can.
We have probably been, if I can suggest something, I think we have been making, with the best intention, a major error in this field. We have depended almost solely on Henry. And Henry is not good on this point, you know what I mean? He's good on substance, but he's not good on the other. He just gets up and faces it. So you send him down. He doesn't build a partner. He doesn't mean to discredit it, but it's just not his way. His basic way is to talk about what he did and, you know, what this initiative involved, so forth and so on. Do you agree or not? So what's very bothering on to me was that background is absolutely impossible. It won't get him. You know, totally missed the point, didn't it? Or did it?
Sure did.
It rambled off on philosophical discussions and so forth and so on. He knows about what I think or something you've got to get on the next couple of days with some of your schedulers. That is, with regard to Captain Henry and in Chicago and two or three other places, so that you're able to satisfy.
Right.
Otherwise,
we've been on that.
Otherwise, you've got to be in a real fit. So if he doesn't do CPS, CPS, if you talk to Elliot, he passed the word.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, I didn't want you to say, maybe you or not,
but I wait on that guy back.
And you can say, look, we're going to go over, and they won't give us the right time, as soon as that time. They want to, they're trying to screw us on this. How far can you talk to them on this?
Several points. One, that it isn't what we thought it was going to be, because they're talking about putting you on in a half hour of late night, Sunday night on Easter Sunday, which is worthy of the subject matter.
That's right.
Secondly, that their interest is clearly not to explore the China thing, which is very much our interest to talk about, but rather to look into the future business of foreign policy development, the three-legged school, and all this sort of stuff, which would be at this point to our disinterest. And therefore, we should hold off on the thing, at least go after the Soviet term, and then reevaluate whether it does us any good to do it. And maybe at that time, you'd have the opportunity to go on and talk about symmetry, the president's conduct of symmetry in the two countries.
That's right.
Rather than getting into the...
And that we can start building up that thing now. But in the meantime, we wanted to go into other markets. Now, I have suggested this memorandum on it, that when he goes to Chicago, he might be Kutsuma. Sorry, see what I mean? Kutsuma will be interested more in personal things. When he goes to LA, he might do a, I don't know, they must have a show of that sort.
I don't know what they have now, they have news, they have newsmakers and so forth.
And, but in any event, get Henry satisfied, he will with that, the, China exhibit is up. If we've been able to get the West Point to get over and write a story about it or anybody or anything, we do anything about it, but...
I think we'll get a minor story on the...
Well, maybe.
The mileage we're gonna get is on the traveling, for traveling display, but no, that we're gonna make a traveling display out of it. Photographic display for the rest of the museums.
What about any better shows? Why not the gifts themselves?
Right, do it. Maybe we'll run some of those with low publicity and we'll run a photo of this.
Why not? Why not send the gifts to Julie, for example, case, and run something to Jacksonville Historical Society and everything like that? Why not loan them for, you know, to, for a week to the, to the New York Museum, the Los Angeles Museum, the Chicago Museum, and put them in there after, we don't have to leave this up here for the White House jackasses. I leave it up here a month.
We leave it up long enough to build a little interest in that city because of the enormous public interest that we've been asked to put it on the road.
Well, let me suggest, you got, let's leave it for a month, about a month, and then why don't you, why don't you consider putting it on the road? You don't think so much?
Yeah, I'd do it by that month, if you aren't. I'd like to get it out by the middle of April, give it, put it on the road for a while before you go to Russia.
But it'll make you make it.
Give you a month on the road. Now, if it needs a month here, I think that's too long.
I tell you.
Well, of course, you're getting a super tourist season.
Well, right after the super tourist season is over, you know, after the Easter holiday.
Yeah.
That would be a very good time.
Yeah.
And then to say that there's a demand and so forth, take some other darn thing down there. If you do that, because the tourist season really is, you'll still have tourists, but...
The tourist season comes by Easter.
And what is the tourist, and what is the tourist thing? Nothing compared to what...
Well, you only get a few thousand...
It'd be a story in Los Angeles to have it there with them. I think Los Angeles...
We shouldn't give long displays, we should only give them a couple days in the city, don't let it stay along.
Los Angeles, and then they could, then they might line up to see it. Los Angeles, San Francisco, Chicago, Cleveland, Texas.
Houston, Dallas, Fort Worth.
Well, you can't do too many cities, and New York, and Philadelphia, we fish about that in any. God damn it, you know, you have one hell of a thing there. What made this, what would bring us security is what you said about taking a pandas on, or which I doubt will work because of the health factor. On the other hand, to make it look like, well, what people would look like is the old Roman, like back prisoners and chains around the neck or something. This doesn't sound like...
No, except if it builds up around the country, we want a chance to see the pandas. I'm not sure, we've got to look into it.
No, I just don't know.
But this one is...
But if this is a good enough exhibit, I'd send it around. This gallery is working, telling how much we appreciate it, really, that you called it to my attention. Why not staff on the China trip? This gallery is the operation. That'd be nice to see. We have to go out and get all that stuff.
Yeah.
And on the side.
Not in scale, because that might be worth now, or because that gives them a new shot.
Yeah. It gives them a new shot. You see, Kissinger is, let him bobble around the rallies, you know, and run about the Taiwan, the communique, you know. Basically, Henry's whole thing gets involved in the substance. He can't help him do that, you know.
The way to do that, renew it with the White House staff, awful lot of them asked to see my movies. What I could do is cut that down to a short reel, and then have Scally do the talking about.
Right.
Rather than me. I don't want to show my movies and give a bit that John did. And that would be a device, because the movies aren't ready yet. Why would we wait until now to do it? We're trying to do something out of that. Those movies are, geez, I've got all of that. We're all trying to get them to go on with them.
I think if you did that, then I don't, would raise holy hell with people that didn't get to go, you know, anything like that.
I don't want to do that. I don't think so.
You can't go off in the movie, but I think that the Navy, that they, what was in that crew around, did they get good stuff or?
Yeah. Well, sure, they got much better stuff than I do, and they've got.
Well, then I'll put that out.
But I've got some stuff that they didn't get. They couldn't get. I've given them.
Well, then let them use your stuff as theirs. That would be all right. Yeah, it'd be all right. But I think if you ever had a situation where networks like the whole of them, we didn't, we have all of them. And I think, but on the other hand, if our own crew got what do we call this crew?
It's an independent documentary crew.
Documentary crew. I think they're the one.
And they're making stuff available. They're not anybody who wants it.
Let them make stuff available too.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a damn good idea. But then we use the Scally thing anyway.
Scally.
Also, do the sub-cabinet people. I don't do it in the State Department of Oregon, of course. Where the hell can you do it if you do that now?
He's later. The White House later.
White House later.
The briefing was there, we had to tell.
Or where are you going after?
They still have to come over and take a look at the display.
Yeah.
They do it in an evening, let them bring their wives.
Now you're putting it.
Bring their wives, see the display, and have John Scally do a little.
Yeah, have Scally do it.
Trying to put three things.
You understand, not Henry. I think, do you not agree with me that while most of us would prefer to hear Henry, that Scally is a little smarter than him?
Sure.
Or am I wrong?
I think, I'm not so sure even they prefer to hear Henry. Because you make the point that there's been so much interest in the sort of the behind the scenes, how is it done, and not the substance, but the.
These are the things that you haven't seen in the papers.
Yeah, that's right. And then you didn't see on television, the stuff you don't know about China. About, and mainly not about China, but about Nixon in China. These people are all part of the official family. They want to know. So. They really are. What, how did he do?
How did this?
Yeah.
That's right.
You can do it without any film. Just let Scally talk.
I agree.
Sometimes we can.
I agree.
All the money we want out of the film.
Yeah.
They are.
And the film really.
On TV.
The film really is to put that on TV. It would have, I suppose, the China related to it. Whether or not, in the space of a month, the whatever we were able to do about presidential image in China has been totally dissipated.
I can't. I don't think.
You think there's a last
thing? Anything you can do about
a last thing, even despite the report that presented a real well, and that pulling us out.
Yeah, that's fascinating. Absolutely fascinating.
Correlation.
Yep. First place, in the South, the big drop is a return to normal. In January, the South was 53 approved. Then in early March, it went up to 66. Then it went down to 53. So what it is it erased the 66, the jump. That's true of the nation as a whole. It was 54, went up to 59, went down to 54. It just took a bigger swing in the South. So it's actually, they've gone up abnormally. No place else went up that much.
I know, yeah.
The others went up.
I don't see why it did. I just saw
the South went up 13.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Now, looking at the,
Sorry, can I have the stage messages?
Well, sure.
Yeah,
I don't want to. Sorry. Okay, that's what you're looking for. You're done. Set up very soon, Bob. I mean, it's a good time to do in April, and almost any damn night. I'm sure you lean McGregor tough, though, on the side. I don't do happens to their lives, what's gonna, what's in it for us? Let me say this, I just have a strong feeling of what's in it for us. What's in it for us for both? Yeah, yes, if we already even have a better.
Well, in the first place, the retiring guys don't mean anything, there's nothing in it for us on the retiring guys. The fact that you're giving an interim at all is all you need to do for them. I mean, their wives are sure they would like that, but so what?
Their wives are.
Right, to Wisconsin, what?
Their wives have already been in the White House, every one of them has been invited.
Goldberg's wife's adoration of you is not gonna do you any good.
Right, so let's make it stay, let's not put McGregor into that position, let's just make it stay, and, for about 120 people, and, have the Army Corps. Go ahead now, so.
If you look at it, from January to early March to late March, as you know, nationally, we went 54 up to 59, back to 54. In the east, we went from 53 up to 56, and stayed at 56, no drop. In the Midwest, we went from 56 to 56, you stayed there, and then stayed at 56.
China trip didn't affect the east at all.
The Midwest, it affected the east. The east went up 3 points and then stayed there.
Yeah.
The Midwest didn't move at all.
Alright.
The south went up 13 points, 53 to 66, and then back to 53.
Hard to believe.
Go ahead. And the west went from 52 up to 55, and then dropped to 48. In the west, you're now behind where you were before.
Yeah.
China.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the west could be an aberration.
The west ends up being a drop, the east ends up being a rise.
Alright.
From January, and the south ends up being a draw, and the midwest ends up being a draw.
Alright.
Okay, now if you look at busing, the south is very much the highest in favoring your busing home. In favoring busing. This is not your thing, but the question we asked about the next, and we said, do you believe in busing?
Or add it.
Do you favor or oppose the busing of students on a compulsory basis, cheap racial integration schools in all parts of the country? The south favors it higher than any other region. And it's the lowest in a post home.
Why is that?
Well, because, I think maybe because we said in all parts of the country. What the south said is,
yeah,
we got it here, so screw the rest of it.
That's it.
Now, it is a big number, only, in the country, only 17% favor, in the south, 20% favor.
Right.
So it's not a big difference, but it is different.
Right.
The south and the west are the highest in favoring a constitutional amendment. In other words, the next question we ask is currently a constitutional amendment being proposed in Congress, do you favor a constitutional amendment? The south is 51 favor of constitutional amendment. Nationally, it's 49, but in the east, it's 45, Midwest, 47, south and west, it's 51.
Yeah. Now, what's the negative one about being
that? Okay. Well, the negative is 37 nationally opposed to constitutional amendment. The east is 45.
Yeah.
What Midwest is 40.
Right.
South is 30.
Sure, your people have got a pretty good sense, doesn't it?
South is 33.
And all those people don't go hog wild with constitutional amendment. They already got pretty damn good sense.
That's right. And then we asked about the Nixon speech. Did you see it? Now, the south was by far the highest, or substantially the highest, on having seen your speech on television. In other words, did you see the president's speech on TV? Nationally, it was 38, saw on TV. In the east, it was 38, the midwest, 35, the south, 42, the west, 37. I'm surprised the west was that high, so, because it was, well, no, you were late at night, so we did the west.
37.
That's why the west was
37%.
But then, when he said, did you hear?
Is that a pretty low rate? 47, 38.
There's 38.
No, very low.
No?
I guess not. Everybody has got the television.
We've gone some of them. Now, the TV rating on it was higher than it was 50.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
People who said it, yeah.
Then when we added the other, have you seen or read about it since then?
Yeah, right.
You got the total awareness.
Yeah.
The south was the lowest.
Oh.
In total awareness. Or, no, they're all equal.
Right.
They're all equal. 64, 64, 64, 60. West was a little bit lower. Then we on the favorable, what was your reaction to it? There, the total favorable was 65. that's combining very favorable and somewhat favorable, 65 favorable. But in the east, it was 73. In the midwest, 67. In the south, 56. The west, 65. Our problem in our drop in the south was an unfavorable reaction, not unfavorable, 56 favorable.
I know.
But.
We didn't get the.
But not as much favorable.
Very good point.
So we were low. South was lowest on our favorable, and they were highest on the unfavorable. The unfavorable in the nation was 27, and the south was 32.
Now.
And that's not a big difference, but it is some difference.
It did make a difference in the poll. Very good point.
The conclusion that you draw, and then you look at the rest of the question, the conclusion is that the drop in the south was due to the busing. The drop in the west was not due to the busing.
No,
they stayed even. It was due to IT&T. Now, the interesting thing there is the west is way highest on awareness on IT&T. And the south was the lowest. You had two major factors involved in this poll. One was IT&T and the other was busing. The south, you lost because of busing. The west, you lost because of IT&T.
Do you think IT&T gets a whole play because of the Los Angeles,
Partly
Diego?
Partly. But now, I looked at the trial heats. Now, we didn't do a trial heat after China. We only did it in January, so we're comparing it to January. And remember that there, on the overall basis, approval was 54-54.
All right.
And,
All right. That's that far as per winter.
Yep.
Just see what it came up with. Got a handle for him, he's smart as hell. He gets it done. That's his, or revised cleaned up. Sapphire, get the figure as to what the, of the 80 million American wage earners, or just the central number for the 80 million American wage earners. Percentage of them are actually FLCIO.
Of the 80 million American wage earners, how, what percent are members of the FLCIO? You know that? And, call me back when the, doesn't see it.
I'm gonna say the pay bar is right. And you're checking. I'll say I respect the offer of the past contribution. You seem to reach for that. And, so, if they have another one, like the vote, you come back on the board and put that in. I'm not gonna do that, though. I'm not gonna put that in. That's the last one. And so, other city authority thinks that they want that, then I'm gonna do that. Huh? I don't think I like it.
Nobody argues very strongly with your.
Doesn't it? Change. Well, I will. And I was just thinking with worker smart. God damn it, there's bound to be something that other people can find, and take the other side on. I suppose we're looking all the time. We are, it's the most. I dare to take stars one. I'm sorry, do you want to do this? Question here, there.
Question there for 6 hour and a half sessions, two a day, an hour and a half. Two 1.5 hour sessions each day for 3 days.
Saturday.
I'd like her to get on solidly on record in the first hour on the thing.
And
be unshakable for the second half hour. And have her come back to the afternoon session, have her start thinking, and have her die right in front of their very eyes. A little, you know, break down, fall apart.
Better
have it better there somewhere.
Oh, God. Pressure on. You know, I look back on our own experience out in the history of the fighters and the people, believe me, the media. Well, they play the stories, or did they keep us up to the mark with regard to procedures?
We've got the stuff on that.
They
the Times editorial.
Must have been editorial. I was.
And the Toledano, Rob did some stuff on it, and is playing back on it.
Did he?
And Chuck Scott.
The double standard, right? Mind you, I recollect the Washington Post too.
Yes.
I guess not to bring it up, but maybe terrible, you know, kind of things that we're doing. These guys are pulled out of their charge, and it's worse now because we didn't have television. They pulled it off.
It's much more blood now.
Well, God, you know, there's a lot of people that might have met some of the kind of things that we're sure. Decision on our Tuesday. We'll go on my phone the second day and let that pick up the recording. That for all, we've got the sign up as opposed to us, so it look like we're going to override that total. This is natural for us to do the K-Boy today. That's another reason not to do it. We'll do the K-Boy today. We'll also get that free. And the grades. Should you go out and talk to the press? I think you should say no. We've got this story right in the table. I think you should have to play today. I mentioned the Scowler thing, and also I'm going to include you and the others for the reason that we have made a, I think, our good intentions. We have been making a very fundamental error in relying on Henry, the selling of the president of foreign policy. If I overstate it, that's not really true. He just can't do it. He won't. Because it's just nature.
He won't do it to the degree that it can be done, that's for sure. And should it,
it'll never get close. Can't be played by it. The other one, sorry, this of course, and does the Rockies. Rockies, we've got Dan Good, and he just does, makes a part of the government. How many of you may have experienced, before the Jewish group and others join an exercise that shows itself off well? And that doesn't hurt us, understand. It's good that we have a good, strong man doing it. But that's not a stone that's going to help us.
It overlooks a huge opportunity we have to know. It doesn't care.
I do not hear, for example, I have heard out of the Los Angeles group around the Philadelphia group, and that point being made, it's usually a greater performance, correct? And you've got my memorandum as the points that you might make.
I just said some of the things we've been talking about. I wrote it all out and I've given it to Scowler also.
Well, nothing critical about making things something better. These are paper. You put it on this little paper. The drug thing came up recently where I thought.
Yeah. It,
The last thing.
I would, of course, good.
What about this thing that Bob and Conway constantly gets back to about the leadership on this point? Are we, maybe he's right. You think there's this feeling? Now, you remember that as we were returning from China, you said, no, that's not me out there so much. You know what I mean? Don't destroy the image of somewhat of a distance and so forth and so on. Have you? But you notice how he brought it in after, well, sure, we're going out on this issue, we're going out on drugs. But what about the general proposition that people think that it's a vacuum of leadership? I would probably be out there saying more, you know, more often. There's something to that. I suppose Clark was saying this morning that Johnny Burns, Jerry Ford, a couple others, hit him yesterday on the point that if the president can take prime time to talk about busing, which is a big issue, but of concern really only to certain people, he sure as hell ought to take prime time and talk about meeting Mormon on the paper. That's not a fair comparison, but it indicates a feeling on their part of the same kind of thing, in a sense, that they always look to, you know, anything that happens to the president, you go on TV on it. And and you'll be on TV on it, on the news. And I think that's what you should do. I think you'd think of a safe thing in front of the time line.
But we, yeah, even if we hadn't done busing, they could go on prime time and escalate this to this point.
It's a news item. It isn't something you... The busing thing was a different kind of thing. You had to do that to get your...
Very, very deep emotional issue. This one is.
This one is important, maybe. But it's not as personally important.
Well, the real story, though, we just haven't got much morale down there in the Congress. You know, pitching it up.
No, they weren't pitching. They were very positive. They think you have something.
They were.
And all our group, to me, is why I think you got a hell of a thing going for you. Yeah.
And what I meant is positive in terms of what we are doing. They appreciate what we do with the drug thing, for example, and all this other crap.
Yeah, but they're not terrible. Most of those guys don't have much worry about it.
Getting back to the comments part, though. Actually, political funding and all that sort of thing. That's what it is week, for example. Like that we did drugs, right, boys? Two nights in a row, right? They were on. In order to fill this, should we try and deliver every week to have some item when we're on? I'm on personally. That's what you're doing.
Yeah, at least one.
And if something other than going out and shaking hands with Rose Guy,
yeah,
you
know,
fine. Something on a hard news thing.
Where you say something, right? Or do something. Like, say something like you did on the drug thing in New York, where you said, you know, a Nixon line, but no penalty is too tough. Or, right? No time made for anything.
Right. You know. Right.
Yeah.
Come in.
Yeah, but I'll figure it's not as easy as it seems. They're conflicting estimates on the solid.
You give me the highest. The highest. Oh, that's too low.
Yeah, he said they're out of the questions.
You would be prepared to say that. All right. The written one or the written one? Work on that. This is a good way to handle this one, you think?
Yep.
You don't think, now we could go on prime time.
Well,
I just think that,
as I understood it, Connie didn't think so.
Go on at 7:30 at night.
He said this was the right thing to do.
You could go on at 7:30 at night.
Right.
I
think that raises to a crisis, what, you know, a concern people already have about crisis and arrest.
You got it in the right context, but you know, or Beaumont, that's where he did it.
You tell Rose to come over on her tight end.
Rose went to lunch with the last guest.
We type this page, it's gonna be all fair, do it right off the table. May not be able to understand it. This statement, now who's it go to? Who wants to send one? Here you come over, pick up, she's got a statement, something else. Oh. So just file the other file, so when he comes over, go to the... Art, come in here, I gave you one of another piece of paper. Bring that up. And all of them, I'm sure I see before you get another paper away.
to decide or prove that now, however you want to.
Let me,
Sapphire, remember, let me get it to Bill and just see if he sees any problems. He's been talking to Bill all about it.
He's on the job, I need a provision for the main one. Sticking a long gun, so harder. And I don't know where to do it, second. I'll scale out that, it's got $20, yep.
Lou?
wrong.
And wrong.
The paperwork is right. Period. Wrong. Just retype it on the speech type.
No, no, that's the best type.
I'll put it on the speech type, I don't know if you want to do it. Everybody.
Thank you.
deal.
Fine, done, good.
No, that's fine, so. And 20. I know that, but it's still, that's the other part. No, I'm just leaving it. I'm making a point there to put these people in their place, but they aren't all that hard. Okay. Right. I don't know, on that one, I have nothing in that, I don't have a list. I just leave that to apply with this. No, it's exactly the same. Okay. Fine, all right, good.
Okay.